Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring Film Festival season continues in Toronto with the Canadian Film Fest. This annual event showcases new indie features along with short films before each movie. Films range from horror to comedies to dramatic thrillers, all mainstream, easy to take in movies, but they're all made by Canadians. There's even a Rob Ford movie closing it up. So this week I'm looking at movies about memories and dreams. There's a British look at a forgotten past and a Canadian take on the American dream. An American Dream, The Education of William Bowman, written and directed by Ken Finkelman. William, played by Jake Croker, is a corn-fed high school football player whose NFL dreams are shattered with an untimely tackle. So he sets out to make it on just his moxie and good looks. He bounces from Wall Street to Skid Row, from porn actor to Bible thumper in just a matter of days. And the omnipresent cameras, reality shows, and fake news networks everywhere turn William into a national hero. This movie's an outsider's look of America as a land of God and guns and Puritans obsessed with pervy sex. There's government surveillance and a culture of fear that's all but drowned out by the constant celebrity adulation. That's the American dream covered in this picaresque, dark comedy. It's by Ken Finkelman, famous for his films and for CBC comedies. This one is another one that's a lot of fun. The Sense of an Ending, directed by Ritesh Batra, based on the novel by Julian Barnes. Tony, played by Jim Broadbent, is a divorced, retired Englishman whose adult daughter Susie is pregnant. So he and his divorced wife, who's a lawyer, take turns going to pregnancy classes with Susie, and he spends the rest of his time running a tiny vintage camera shop. But his dull, eventless life is shaken up by an unexpected letter. In university, he fell for Veronica, an aloof but pretty woman, and he spent a crucial weekend at her home, where he met her sexually vivacious mother, Sarah, her ineffectual father, and her Cambridge-educated brother. The letter he receives is actually a legal document. Veronica's mother, Sarah, is dead, and Tony is mentioned in her will. She left him the diaries of his best friend, Adrian Finn, who died many years ago. And this brings back a flood of memories of his youth. Okay, Adrian, that's his best friend, once remarked that history is written by the victors of wars, and we can never know the thoughts of a dead man, especially one who chooses his own ending, unless we are inside his head. So Tony's determined to read Adrian's diary, but he's blocked from doing so by Veronica, played by Charlotte Rampling, who hands him a letter he wrote instead of Adrian's diary. You see, when they were all students, Tony discovered that his best friend was having an affair with his first crush. That means Adrian and Veronica. And when faced with such a cruel act of betrayal, he wrote a spiteful letter to Adrian, cursing him and Veronica and any children they might have. To hell with them all. And now he's haunted by the consequence of those words. So to clear his conscience and to find out the truth behind all these old stories, he starts following Veronica around and inquiring about her family and her past. But the truth he finds is way beyond what he ever expected. Okay, Sense of an Ending is a fantastic retelling of Julian Barnes' Booker Prize-winning novel. It's told through Tony's recollections, and as he relives his lost past, his memories, the revelations, with the revelations of these letters, his perceived memories are seen through his current brain. So you see old Tony superimposed in the memories of his younger self on the screen, and memories of his past appearing in the present day life in his mind. Okay, I love Julian Barnes' novels, and it turns out I actually read this one years ago, but the movie version was different enough that it didn't spoil the story, even for me. This is a surprisingly moving film told in a gently shocking way. Acting is fantastic, not just the obvious ones, Broadbent and Rampling, but actually the entire cast, including the flashback younger characters. Great movie. Sense of an Ending starts today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And An American Dream is the opening night film at the Canadian Film Fest. For tickets, go to canfilmfest.ca. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.